This week, in the religious world, we have holidays and holy days, not just in one world religion, but two. It is Holy Week leading up to Easter for Christians, and this Friday begins Passover for those in the Jewish faith. So today, I thought I would talk about jazz, the sacredness of jazz, the movement of jazz, and how jazz can be a conduit for the person of faith. Jazz, uniquely birthed in the United States, a gift from the African-American communities of New Orleans. It came to us in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Its roots are in blues and ragtime. Jazz is seen by many as America's classical music. Since the 1920s, jazz has become recognized as a major form of musical expression. Jazz characteristics are swing, blue notes, call and response, vocals, polyrhythms, and improvisation. Jazz, the musical genre, is life-giving, beautiful, and complicated. The jazz ensemble is a poetic metaphor for life. In a jazz piece, as in life, we know there is a beginning, part one, and that there is an end, death, or life's transition. The piece is finished. But wait, wait. We are getting ahead of ourselves. Before you get to the end, there is the middle, i.e. the bulk of the piece, where everything happens. And it's the middle where we probably struggle the most. It's where our most important decisions happen. We decide about our education, who we marry, if we marry. We experiment and decide our careers, whether or not to be parents. It is the middle of life where we experience moves, conflicts, resolution, reconciliation, death, and new life. It is in the middle where many of our most profound decisions and rituals happen. It's in the middle that we get fed, we're nurtured, and we play with it. It's a glorious, fun time, a chance where we get to fall in love with life over and over again. It's in the middle with all of life that we are living. We get to improvise and adjust as needed, like the best artist we can be. And the beautiful thing is none of us has to go it alone. We have got our ensembles. Like the jazz artist, we are part of an ensemble. In fact, we get to be part of many ensembles. There's the ensemble of family, the ensemble of friends, the ensemble of the workplace, the ensemble of a faith community. So when we are feeling blue, we can reach out to any of our ensembles and play. We get to improvise with our ensembles. We are always negotiating relationships and our place in those relationships. And because of that movement, we can put into balance what needs to be put into balance. We just have to be willing to play and be an engaging participant. Being engaged in life with all the many ensembles works with a little soulful give and take. No, it is about the relationship, not always about playing the perfect note. It can be easier and, in fact, honored when we can be great improvisers. The best playing in jazz is knowing how and when to improvise. The most holy moments when I am watching live jazz is seeing the communication going on between the players. There's an intimacy. There's a trust. The piano player, hearing the saxophonist play their part, realizes something really good is happening that was not on the page. Something is so good that the piano player drops out, even though the dropping out is not written on the page. The piano player, being fully in the moment, realizes the piano is not needed. The piano player just lets the song of the saxophonist's voice be heard, and it is holy. Well, friends, we've come to the end of our piece. The musicians have put away their instruments, and we've experienced what some may call a death. But for this thinker, it's not over. Within our memories, we will always have the imprint of musicians playing so passionately for us. And every time we relive the ensemble playing the songs in our minds, we experience a resurrection, life anew. The band does play on. Having this new information in our past, we are now well informed for our future, looking for and experiencing that perfect jazz playing moment. And remember, what makes it perfect is not that every note is right, but that everyone playing in the ensemble is playing together, understanding that they are all interconnected to one another at all times, and it is good.